We found this in Dine, I guess, O'Rhine Gillespie Grant. It's a collection of Archie Talliere's poetry and songs. So Archie Talliere was one of our bards in Glen Morriston. It's on a Ballantombuie by, as many of you know, Cuyuva Furachan. He was from Ballantombuie. He was alive between 1785 and 1868, I think he died. And O'Rhan do Charigó na O'Rhan Chelige, hunting song, the song for Charigó, a particularly famous place, a particularly good place to go and to hunt. Now, the poet, Archie Talliere, he hearkens back to the great hunt of his youth, which he participated in for Seamus Ogg, who was the 12th Laird of Grant. 12th Laird.
He was young then.
Yeah, Seamus Ogg, yeah. Yeah, they were all quite young. So because he mentions Seamus Ogg, you'd date it between 1806 and 1811, this hunt took place. And the poet is, obviously older, and he's hearkening back to it. The old style of hunting was rather brutal, of course, with hounds and beaters driving just about any animal that got in their way, it seemed sometimes, towards the éilric, the trap. And from once all these animals were in the trap, that's when the hunters would take aim and they'd dispatch them. And Archie Talliere, he describes it really like an abundant landscape in Corrigó in the time of his youth when he went hunting with Seamus Ogg. What's really cool about Corrigó, and many of these place names are mentioned in the song, but the place names are to do with this hunt. There is Scúrin an Conamhairn, the peak of the dog handlers, and Tom Moore na Shelige, the great hillock, the great hunting hillock. Cuidioch, Bialach an Amish, the pass from which to aim, and that is above the Éilric, so quite strategically placed. So, if you walk in Corrigó, you can follow this kind of route of the hunt, if you like. The Fianna were said to hunt from one end of the glen to another. I'm a dull good case, short to go, but you're not right. I feel some yin should go good right, the shallow go into Dungan Hunnantavile. And now, von year, Hunnanier of a shin, no, von year, Hunnanier. Okay. Achignan Conamhairn. Shag. Achignan Conamhairn. Choninir. So basically. Vonir Ginier. Ah, okay. So from west to east. Because, that's interesting. Because, basically, if you can imagine, so there's Scúrin an Conamhairn in Corrigó, the peak of the dog handlers, and Achignan Conamhairn, the field of the dog handlers. Basically, there are many place names in Glen Morriston that could relate to hunting or indeed to the hunt of the Fianna. You have Cullia na Féinne, the wood of the Féinne, Cullia na Féinne, where they'd have their picnic, I think. And just all the in their quarry, there are very many. There's Cécan Tuirc, the Rock of the Boar, Srán na Mhuíche, the Srán of the pig. That was exactly how this group of warriors, the Fianna, superhuman warriors, would hunt. They had hounds, and they would drive the animals towards the Éilric, towards that. So that's very nice. That's pretty neat. You can go to Corrigó, you can sing this song, you can connect with the place names in the hunt, or you can think about the Fianna as well with those place names. It's really nice. I like it when that happens. But in Archie Talliere's time, of course, the way the land, the access those people had to that land, it changed drastically. The early 19th century, much of that land was turned over for the grazing of sheep, and also the style of hunting changed, and it wasn't something that a lot of people had access to so much. So it culminates in the last line of the song, San Agumse, Aha and Faramad, Rishin Chalag, Rainshiv and Jay. to me that is envious for the hunt that you took part in of yesteryears.